Hello, everyone. Thank you for letting me share some of your day. I do appreciate it. Typically, I would say if you're listening to the audio only, go to the YouTube or to Rumble or to the Tor Network. But the Tor Network, sadly, is no more. I spoke about that a week or so ago, and it is over. It is finished, sadly. It will be missed. I met some very nice people there. Very, very nice people there. So you're kind of stuck with YouTube and Rumble at the moment until something else comes along, or with audio only, because today audio is fine. Audio is fine. Last Friday night, a friend of mine was teaching for Messianic Delaware and hit on some things that I had been putting in my notes, so I kind of rearranged them in case some of you go to messianicdelaware.org, I believe it is, and check that out. It was called False Teachers Teaching Falsely. George did a very, very good job with that. And I'm gonna take a different approach at sort of what he was saying. He was very specific. I'm going to look at a broader picture, okay? And you know I like analogies, right? Because analogies just help us understand things. You know, if we can see it one way, if we can't see it one way, we might be able to see it a different way, especially when it's kind of smacking you in the face, right? So let's pretend something here. Let's take a hypothetical situation. Let's pretend you are among a group of people and you're talking about different things. And one of your friends is really excited and they say, you know, I have a recipe for this cake and it will just blow you away. It is the best thing you have ever eaten. It's kind of interesting to make, and you really have to follow the instructions very, very carefully. The recipe is very finicky, but if you follow the recipe, it's going to be good. And by the way, I've printed out a recipe for everybody here. But sometimes, because it was originally written down in a language that we don't speak, I've got a copy of that if you're interested, and if you really want to look at it, because some things don't come across in our language exactly right. You sort of have to know what the original language is talking about to get this recipe right. Right? Now, some people are going to look at that recipe, and they're going to think, well, I've been baking cakes from scratch all my life. And then they're just going to kind of glance over it and they'll think, well, this seems pretty easy. I'll just do it my way. Right? They try to make the cake. They mix the ingredients, kind of, right? There's a little bit of this or a little bit. They just mix the ingredients. They put it in the oven and it comes out to be a disaster. It just flops. Now, somebody else might be a little more arrogant. I've been baking cakes from scratch all my life. I know what I'm doing, and I know what's good. And they look at the recipe, and they say, I can make it better. So they do it their way, and guess what? They put it in the oven, and it doesn't even smell good when it's cooking. I mean, it's just terrible the way it comes out. Just terrible. Now, somebody else, they might be a little intimidated, right? Yeah, I'm not a very good baker here. I'm not sure what I'm doing. And they look at the recipe and they think, oh, it's just too hard. So they don't even try. They depend on somebody else. And then there's the one who looks at the instructions. They look at this recipe and they're scratching their head and they're saying, I wonder what they really meant by, you know, only stir the batter 15 times. Is that really accurate? Is that really what it says? So they do some research. You know, maybe they use was it Google Translate or something like that. Maybe it's Grok or some other AI, and they get a translation, and they get some words that they think they understand, and they say, you know what? I get it. This kind of makes sense. So they bake the cake to the best of their ability according to the recipe, and it smells good while it's baking. It, you know, it's done. It looks good in the pan. After it cools off a little bit, I'm not sure what the proper baking term is, but they take it out of the pan and it's there on the rack, and it looks good. It smells good, and they can't wait to taste it. And they cut the cake, and oh, it is just the best thing in the world. Not only does it taste good, it's good for you. Think about that. You know, they serve this cake and everybody's amazed. Everybody says, oh, this is the greatest cake there is. Now, of course, I'm not talking about cake, am I? We do the same thing with our Bible. Some people just kind of read over it without really understanding what's in it. Others will try to add things. Think about that. You know, we add things. Can't do this, can't do that. Somebody else might look at it and say, oh, it's just too hard. I can't do this. I'll never get it. I'm not even going to worry about it. And these folks wonder why their lives are messed up. But then there's that other group. They read the Bible. They ask questions. They study. They might do some word searches. They ask more questions, and they try to figure out what it's really about. They might not get it exactly 100% right, but they keep trying and they don't give up. They give it their absolute best effort, and they find out, you know, life might have its ups and downs, but they look at life differently. Not as a disaster, not as a mess, but as an experience, as an adventure, right? That's what they're seeing there. They're seeing an adventure. You see, living the way we're designed to live, we don't leave anything out of our Creator's recipe. And, you know, it's no different than adding to a recipe or leaving something out of a recipe, excluding something from a recipe. The result's going to be the same. It's not going to be as good as it should be. It's not going to be amazing. And it's a lot like a scientist in a way. You know, they exclude certain information that doesn't fit what they want their outcome to be. But the problem is, you know, if they're trying to achieve something either in research or an experiment, they're going to reach a wrong conclusion, right? If I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that scientists who automatically exclude creation in any of their research is excluding necessary information, and their result will always be wrong. We see it all the time. All the time. Just like a baker who fails to follow the recipe that has a well-established history and it works every time for the best results. When you alter it, either by adding something to it or by taking something away from it, excluding important ingredients, the finished product is not going to be as good as it should be. It's not even going to resemble what it should be. Let's look at Deuteronomy 11:13. If you carefully obey the commandments I'm giving you today to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's the ingredients to the Creator's recipe for success. Joshua 22:5. Be very careful to observe the commandments and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him and serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Joshua understood the recipe. He understands how things are supposed to be. And let's go back to Moses in Deuteronomy 30:16. I'm commanding you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, statutes, and ordinances, so that you may live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you will possess. You see, living the way we're designed is sort of like following a perfect recipe. It's well established. It works every time. And the better ingredients that you put in, and the more closely that you follow the recipe, the better the result will be. So, think about it in another way, though. Let me give you another analogy. I've used the one about the scientist. If you exclude important information, they don't get the results they want. If you go to a doctor and they overlook a certain symptom when they're making a diagnosis, are you going to get the best diagnosis? Suppose you need a lawyer. You know, you've been accused of something wrongly, and your lawyer doesn't use all of the information necessary to make sure you are proven innocent for something that you didn't do. Yeah, I think I said that right. Is he excluding important and necessary information on purpose? Now, if you're looking for a good place to begin, give God Nani's there. It will help you get started. If you want more information, the books are available at authorjerrymitchell.com, right? It's that simple. I need to wait for that to scroll by. There we go. Okay. So here's a question that you need to think about. Which best describes you? Do you think you can just glance over the Bible and know what it says? Or worse, simply take somebody else's word for it? Are you somebody who thinks that you can do better than the Creator? I know people like that. Maybe you're somebody who thinks it's way too difficult when it's really very easy. Or are you somebody who's willing to ask the questions? Are you willing to be the person who's willing to find the answers? Ready to find the answers? Ready to follow the recipe, the instructions, to teach us to live the way he designed us to live? That is something to think about until next time. And until then, I do wish you many, many blessings, everyone.